Well, tonight, and I mentioned this, the Lord put on my heart to talk about the mystery, and I thank the Lord. And I believe all of us here tonight, when we hear that word mystery, our heart begins to leap. I'm hoping that that is the treasure of our lives, that when we hear that word mystery, we know we're speaking about Paul's gospel and thanking God for it. I love the definition of it. It was knowledge withheld. The mystery means the knowledge withheld. It was withheld. And as we begin tonight, going over to Colossians, and there are many scriptures that speak of this, but in Colossians 1:26, or let's even back up to 25, where Paul says, "Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation." The overseer was what God, again, the vessel chosen unto God, Paul, the chief of sinners, to bring forth this mystery, this message. And he was the domestic or the overseer of this, of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. And that's so precious there, that word fulfill. It means to complete the word of God. It's just so sweetly ties in with Hebrews, where it says in that wonderful 11th chapter at the very end, even though it goes through all of the worthies of faith in the Old Testament, it says there, but without us, they cannot be made perfect. They cannot be made complete. The bridal message, the mystery of Christ in the church, completes the whole thing. Praise God. And that's what is so wonderful about this precious mystery or this message of Paul. And he goes on to say in the 26th verse, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. And notice that there too. It's not manifest to people. It's not manifest to man. It's the much the more that's manifest to his saints. Ones that already believe. There's more here. Peter spoke of it. I just think this is exciting entryway. Always exciting. But just how beautiful this is. If you go over to 1 Peter. And in verse 10. We'll read from there of chapter 1. 1 Peter 1 verse 10. It says there. Of which salvation. And again, this is speaking of the mystery here. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of that grace, the grace that should come unto you. Now, I want you to understand that. Of which salvations the prophets, what they did is they searched for it. They looked into it, is what this is saying. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom, meaning these prophets, it was revealed that not unto themselves, see, it wasn't revealed to them, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with what? The Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So we had prophets wanting to look into this. We had the angels wanting to look into this. And praise be to God, the prophets were speaking of this. And what and how did this start? Of which salvation? Praise God, this was a much the more salvation. Salvation's mentioned all over in the Old Testament. They knew what salvation was. They knew what the blood of the Lamb, praise God, was and is. But of this salvation, praise God, the much the more, the deliverance what we have. Talking about the whirlwind deliverance to meet the Lord in the air, they wanted to look into this, but they could only preach it to us. It wasn't meant for them. So this is that mystery that we're speaking of here tonight. And I thank God that this was the mystery that was hidden from the sons of men. This was the mystery that was hidden from the prophets, but is now made known unto us. It's the better thing. It's the exceeding great and precious promises. We are in the age by the grace of God on the race course to win Christ Jesus as bridegroom. Now, in that, the Lord's encouraged my heart to just take a few minutes tonight to look at the intent of that mystery to us. And, yep, I see, and I saw one starting to turn their Bibles. You know where we're heading, over to Ephesians. Because Ephesians, praise God, as we have been encouraged by those who have followed Paul as he followed Christ, praise God, is the high water mark of the Word of God. It is the mark for the prize, for the high calling of God. It is, praise the Lord, such a glorious, magnificent letter of the revelation of the mystery of Christ and His bride, or the church. And we thank the Lord for that. But we're seeing all over the Word of God as it continues to be revealed to us, even in our study in John. Isn't it wonderful that now we're starting to see that great love in even more dimensions and more power? How from the 13th chapter we're finding out this is the message to the upper room. Hallelujah. See, without the upper room and the Holy Ghost, you're never going to get to Paul's gospel. So again, we know that this is all from the Lord, and how wonderful this is completely laid out for us, and how beautiful, again, to praise Him that we live in this great, great, great age of grace. Now, if you go over to Ephesians 1, and we'll read from verse 9, let's start there. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. So it tells us, brothers and sisters, those whom have taken the grace to ask God to show me thy will, He'll make this mystery known. He has made it known to us. Isn't that wonderful? And again, this was this hidden truth. And we're grateful to God that we have been given this. And what is that mystery? Is to know the mystery of the good pleasure of His will. Now that's a big thing here, and we could talk on and on about it, but this good pleasure is the ultimate, the very ecstasy, the height of the pleasure of God. There is nothing more thrilling to Him, is what this is saying. There is nothing more wonderful to Him than those that know the mystery of God and will enter into that mystery. But in the knowledge of it, it's a wonderful thing. But as we go on in Ephesians here, go over to the third chapter, and in the fourth verse, He doesn't want us just to know it. He doesn't want us to just know about it. He doesn't want us to just be able to recite it. We can say, well, I know it exists. I know it's real. Yes, I've got a vision of it. But there's more. He wants us to understand it. And see, in understanding, it becomes something different. It starts to become your own. There's a difference. I can know about something, but when I become to understand it, it begins to become mine. All right? I understand. See, again, it in type, in a way, it's Israel knew the acts of God, but Moses knew the ways of God. We can know, in a sense, this knowledge or the act of what is going on in the readying of the bride. But then there's the understanding of it for my life. And in this fourth verse, here's how we understand it of the third chapter. Whereby, and this is Paul, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? See, that chosen vessel unto the Lord, we need to understand that knowledge, the knowledge that was given to Paul. And that knowledge is only revealed when we understand that without God we are nothing. And it really is true. When we come into this thinking that we're so cerebral in our religious understanding and our spiritual walk, we've missed the point, the vantage point of where Paul saw this. Paul saw this and apprehended this from I am the chief of sinner. Amen? That's the understanding, is that it is such great, great, great beyond multiplied infinite grace that the likes of us would ever be offered this precious mystery and the knowledge of it. That's the understanding that begins to understand the knowledge of this wonderful mystery of Christ in the church. Again, not just think about, but understand in Paul's understanding of this knowledge how it was always the grace of God. It was always the grace of God that was with me. Paul, he was forced to boast so sweetly, you know, you all are talking about how much you've done for Christ. Okay, well, let's just lay it out here. And then as he goes on in Philippians to talk about it, but it's all but dung. All of this but dung. But for the excellency, what? Of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This understanding of this precious mystery. And that's what's so just tremendous here of what is being said. But you see here again, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. See, he wants you to read about it, doesn't he? How many times I've heard people say, well, I've heard about, I know the bridal message. I know it, I've got it. I don't need to hear about it. I don't need to keep coming to church to hear it. I know that message. Well, you may know about it, but there's something you're seeing far off about it. This word read, it means to study and to come to a full understanding of the height, the breadth, the length, and the mystery of the mystery and the mystery's love to us. See, that again was Paul's knowledge and his understanding that the only way that we're ever really going to receive and embrace what is there in verse 6, it's through reading. Praise God, and studying. Didn't he tell Timothy that? Study to show thyself approved. I've said it many times like this. I could have known my wife loved me, and she wrote me many letters, and they've just collect all in the mailbox and say, well, I know she loves me. I know what's in them letters. You understand what I'm saying? And that's kind of how a lot of people have this approach with the bridal message. Are you reading the letters? Are you in the letters every day? Did you go to the mailbox? The Word of God. And let the Spirit speak these wonderful love letters to you. God encourage us and get us a little bit stoked that flame to not just be complacent about this. See, you're never going to know and really understand verse 6 where it says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. See, that's the salvation that Peter was speaking of, that they wanted to look into, that deliverance. They wanted to look into this relationship, that now the Gentiles, those ones that are saved, again, the saints that we read about, that the saints would have knowledge of this. That's what this word Gentiles means, those that are saved, that they would have this, that they would now be fellow heirs. That word again is synkleronymous, joint heirs as husband and wife, with Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Again, moving from knowledge, hallelujah, to understanding. Yes, we are to know it, to read, and come to that precious understanding of it. But then, praise God, there's even more. There's a finishing with a full joy. And it is required with the mystery to be the winner of the race. You go down to verse 9, and there's your answer. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. So see, we've had the knowledge. We have understanding. And then, to see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Some beautiful things in that. And I'd like to point out that word see. It means to light up and illuminate. In fellowship. Are you lit up and illuminated in fellowship with the bridal message? Huh? Are you? He wants you to be. Praise be to God. I thank the Lord. You've heard me testify. And I praise the Lord that she's home with Jesus. Sister McGuire, miss her so much. But when Brother Mark Bishop came into the meeting and he and Lynn had come in here, they couldn't remember everybody's name. So he couldn't remember Sister McGuire. He just said, Jesus lady. That's Jesus lady. She's lit up like a torch. And there's others in here too, praise the Lord, and getting brighter all the time. But this is what this is. See, that word see is to be illuminated and to be to light up. I'm thankful to God that, but it's what? It lit up and illuminated in fellowship of or with this mystery. See, fellowship here is as close as anything could ever be. It's the greatest bond we could have, ever have amongst humans. This word fellowship means intimacy, and it also means intercourse. It's exactly what it means. And I don't believe that needs really any explaining. It's revealed in exactly what it is and what it says. This is the fellowship. This is the lit up, illuminated, in divine love fellowship between a husband and a wife. And that's the truth. And this is what, praise God, Paul is encouraging here. And that is the difference between knowing and understanding and then entering in to fellowship, praise God. And that fellowship is embracing and abounding in the living of that mystery. See, I can know about marriage. I can. And I can understand about marriage. I could read about it. Yep. But then the height of it would be, praise God, being married. Now, some folks have had a hard time. They say that, you know, what do you mean being married? He hasn't taken his wife yet. Well, I'll tell you what, in Revelation 19:7, it says, the wife hath made herself ready. She occupies as this readied wife. We know this. By the grace of God, in a sense, through faith, she is married now in spirit. And the vows, in a lot of ways, they've already been exchanged. Praise God. Amen. I think, in some respect, they've already eloped. But there's a wedding day. You understand what I'm getting at? I know that we haven't apprehended yet. I get that. But I'll tell you what, we sure get his love, don't we? You think about that, in that great love. But God, help us to rejoice in this. But see, that's the mystery. That's the mystery of Christ in the church. And this is that place that he wants us to take. We talk about it. We preach about it. We read about it. We rejoice about it. Amen. But you know what's entailed in that mystery. There's the weaving of the suffering together with him. Amen. You can't have the mystery without it. You can't have the mystery without the lowliness. You can't have the mystery without he must increase and I must decrease. You can't have the mystery without being pressed out of measure. And I'm talking about the fellowship of the mystery. Amen? Yeah. Again, you know, we can say vows and all of that, but... And God gives us these types in the natural. You know, you say I do and then say goodbye. No, when you said I do, now you're going to stick it out. You're going to enter in. For better or for worse. And there's some trying times. And as the Word of God says, it is not joyous for the moment. It is not. For the moment. If you're looking at the moment. Are you looking at that day? There's times he has to really encourage me. Oh, honey, don't look at the moment. Moment will wipe you out. Trust me. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, those that have really taken him, I really believe in many respects in spirit, you've gone past the engagement time. It's marriage time. We battle now. We battle now with our love. And I praise God. I'm beginning to see a little bit more of that. I'm beginning to understand and know a little bit more. But best of all, entering into that fellowship, praise God, with the mystery. It's beautiful. Embrace it. Don't be afraid of it. Proven ground right now. That searching and seeking that the Father said, I'm searching for the true worshiper who worships Him in spirit and in truth. I'm not, there's no hot and cold. It isn't that. The true lover, the sincere lover. One's not ashamed of it. By the grace of God that are willing to allow Him to will and do of His good pleasure in our lives. I believe by the grace of God, ones that truly become selfless, that understand the gain of allowing Christ to reign in our lives. Amen? And the evidence of it. And the beauty of understanding that it is the greatest reward to us and to Him to allow that truly, that transformation to happen in our lives. And He's not a respecter of person. He's not a respecter. You don't have to say, well, I just have to be mature in age to really understand this. You know, I've got to go out and sow this. I am so thankful to God we are seeing young people in this meeting beginning to really make the move for God. I'm loving it. They're being quickened now. And I am grateful to Him. And I'm talking about some very young people. Because Jesus is coming. Oh, and those that will. He said, you know what? Don't prevent them little ones come to Me. I'm thankful to God. How about you? You know, we have these series lessons and things like that in the basement of the church while we're having church up there. Do you know they're learning about the bridal message? Oh, they can't understand that. I know many adults that will never understand that because they can't get themselves out of the way. I think it'd be great to hit them when they have faith like a child. How about you? It's faith. It's not man's knowledge. It's not man's understanding. It's by His Spirit, saith the Lord. And I'll tell you, if He readied David to be a boy king, and He had those young ones just lay hold of Him and reign so supremely with divine love, I'm not going to doubt who He might get ready. I see quickening eyes often all over the place in these young people. But I am grateful to God. And brothers and sisters, pray. We need to pray even the more for ourselves and one another that we don't just take this lightly, that we don't get entangled with the affairs of this life and burdened down with the cares of this life. I know that can happen in business. It can happen in our finances. It can happen with our children and all these things. I want to have care for you. I want to have care for my kids to win this mystery. I'm thankful that my sons know the mystery. I believe they understand. I want them, by the grace of God, to fellowship in the mystery. Is that the height of what we would want to see for one another? Really? Whatever the Lord may have in your life, as you dedicate your life to Him, it's wonderful. Out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. He didn't say not any mighty. There might be some. And praise the Lord for those that might be increased and still have Christ the prize first in their life. What a testimony. And what a testimony one too that would just be going to the cupboard every day to look for the oil and the meal and to say, this in Christ? Oh, what one time more. Huh? Are we rejoicing on each end of the spectrum? Amen. It's a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. It takes every joint of the body. And what a testimony to our own generations. Each and every one of us of what we have, by the grace of God, been given to battle. Think of these things. Praise be to God. And I'm talking about severe trials in the eyes of man. when we rise up and lay hold of Him, even though we may have these desires of the flesh, but we lay hold of Him, what a testimony to our own generation. What a testimony, praise God, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And love will do that. And love's the only thing that will do that. Do you know that? You cannot purpose in yourself to go after Him. It must be love. He draws you one way with His love. And if you're not drawn with that love, you will not go. And if you're not drawn with the mystery love, you'll never fully go. And you'll just be a geyser of love. Because the love that's shed abroad is the only thing that'll draw you. See, knowledge won't. Study classes won't. Books won't. Classes won't. Reading and understanding is a wonderful thing, but I'm talking about love. Amen. And I'm thankful to God. I had a generation of businessmen. And by the grace of God, He called me and I went forward with it. It's a testimony, whether man despises it or not. Huh? But how about one? And there's been a couple. Thanks be to God. As brother talked about today, came, grabbed me. Oh, the intercessors. How wonderful. Yeah. We need to be praying for one another. And if it is just one, isn't that amazing? Huh? God help us. And by His grace, continue to put this in such beautiful perspective in our lives. Amen. As we go, let's be a joyous bunch. Not a moaning, murmuring group. But there's going to be a portion every day. And in that portion's going to be precious sweet to the mouth. And there's going to be bitter to the stomach. But there's enough evil in the day. We just, again... And I understand it's not joyous for the moment. But my abounding hope, praise God, by the Holy Ghost, is His appearing. Which again could be tonight. All right? Let's sing that song as we go tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed.